You know, and we do a lot of hard things, bad jobs, groups. But I said, if you offer me $1 million to do what I really want, I would say, nope. I wouldn't do it for $1 million. I wouldn't do it so bad. But yeah, I'm doing it for free. And I'm actually spending $50,000 already to do what I'm doing.
Just said after that, maybe it was time to replace with somebody who needed to move out each week. My daughter just started there, non-certified. Everybody's trying to hold a nice American home.
That's good. Yeah, this is my dad. Yeah, hanging out with him for a minute. Did you get it figured out?
Yep. What I had to do, I had to stop it and restart the whole day. It wouldn't. Two or three times a day, I've tried to start it, and it just keeps screwing up. Anyway, so I just restarted it. It cleared everything. I might have lost some of the earlier ones. All right, thank you. All right.
Well, when the insurance company, my health insurance company, they called me and they said there's a program called On Point or something to that effect. And they wanted to know if I wanted to participate. And I said, well, what is it? And they said, well, basically we will pay full. You can speak to a psychiatrist 12 times, a counselor 18 times, and see an MD 20 times, and then we have a coach just to make sure that you're doing well. And I'm like, sign me up. I said, you want to fix me? I'll take all the help I can get, buddy. Shoot, I'll tell the psychiatrist everything. I'll tell him everything. I won't keep shit from him. I'll tell him the whole deal. And if he can propose some way to make me better, I'll take it. I'll try it. Give me a pill. I ain't worried about it as long as it's not something that's going to kill me. But it's really cool. And I'm like, I mean, it's worth about $5,000 or $6,000 at least, if not more. I was like, give it, I'll do that for free. So I do a telephone call with a psychiatrist in Chicago. I do a telephone call with a psychiatrist around Chicago. So you tell the psychiatrist all your stuff, and they analyze you to see if you have a brain disease of some sort of really dysfunction. And if you don't, they would just probably turn you back over to the counselor.
Right.
But I'll tell them the whole story. By the time I'm done with them, they'll be fucking drinking.
You want a bite of a cheeseburger here? I have a plenty.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. What I'm gonna do, I'll take my knife, I'm gonna cut it up and cut it in little pieces. Yeah. Get you a little bit of energy before you go home. Or as much as you eat the whole thing if you want.
We're getting ready to go to dinner. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Jim makes them well. $7 though. I was thinking,
that's about what they cost at McDonald's.
Really?
At Hardee's.
Wow. Yeah. See, I'm still thinking dollar.
No. I mean, the cheap burgers they still have are maybe...
dollar and a half.
Yeah. But if you just order... I just run a regular quarter pounder cheese plain. Mm-hmm. It's $5.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Well, I missed my supper out at Soldier's Home, so I ain't going to get no supper out there.
That's pretty dang good. I'd go that route. Have the cheeseburger. That's good. Yeah, have a little medication and head home. That's what I do.
That's what I figure out. I drink that pitcher.
I wouldn't hesitate to keep
stay out there.
No, I wouldn't hesitate to keep liquor readily available.
Well, I do.
I would just.
I do. At home.
I mean, anywhere at this point in your life, if you're that upset.
Well, I do. Well, I got three of them little bottles. They're 50 proof, so they're pretty strong.
Well, in the Old Testament, that's a prescription for dying.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did the other day when I was all depressed. I drank two of them. And I kind of become depressed. I mean, I was still, I don't know. I just think about things and think. But then I keep thinking of other options, like Mary and Cheryl. But, well, shit. You know, hell, she could do what she wants. You know, it wouldn't be no sex thing there. It'd just be, you know, me having somebody to keep me company, care about me. And Cheryl would probably be about it. And then I thought about little Blondie there, too. She's... I thought, well, little Blondie, now she moved to Florida. Her grandma's got a house down there by Myrtle Beach, and she had a stroke, and she was going down to take care of her, and she'll probably inherit her mom's house, but her house, wherever she lives, it's paid for, and she just rented it out while she's living down there, but daydreaming about odd things. Then I keep thinking about marrying one of the nurses out there at Soldier's Home. I started to tell Mary there, put the word out. I want to marry one of these young nurses out here. Give her my pension. And I still want to live out here. But I just like to hang around with her whenever she feels like it. And Mary, I'm sure, wouldn't be able to, she would have to tell the other nurses. And then that might get the administration pissed off. Because I mentioned it to another old guy out there. You know, marrying one of the nurses to get a pension. And he laughed and he goes, well, I could do that too. I blow their ship up. If all their nurses got married to old guys, it's going to give them, in my case, should get at least $3,000 a month when I'm dead. Got a twisty mind. Got a twisty mind, I do.
I'm gonna get going.
All right, take care, Andy.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping.
I had a good time.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Well, I'll come back next week.
I might call Brandon up, see if I can get him to come down.
Do it. Yeah. I am. You too. Sure. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, you better. Yeah, well, enjoy yourself down here. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, if you need them papers, you're above that body. It's not legal.
Yeah,
bring it. Yeah. Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one. Hey, Leo, can I get a vodka lemonade, a Sprite, a Patron, and a Busch Light?
What kind of vodka?
Hey, John, what you got? Porter? Any left? Out there? Not here. But anyway, I'm